Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Short. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Short. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Kubek moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short takes first base on ball four. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to home to get Howard. Boyer moves to third. Short moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kubek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cux bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the mound. Short catches it and throws to second to double up Hamlin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with short covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scourin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to second. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowyer strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Yogi Berra. Gil McDougald pinch hits for Bill Short. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gil McDougald now playing second base. Ryan Duran now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cux strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howard for a passed ball. Tuttle moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duran has Tuttle trapped. There's the throw to Boyer and over to Howard, who tags Tuttle for the out. Lump moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Duran covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Cleet Boyer. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley pinch hits for Ryan Duren. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball four. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve now playing left field. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Hector Lopez now playing second base. Gil McDougald now playing third base. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thronberry hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 4 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn who is chasing the ball. Lopez reaches third base with a triple. Ken Johnson now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Quebec hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. It's Athletics, 2, Yankees, 2. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 4 in the game. Maris bunts towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Quebec moves to second. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle is walked intentionally. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Hector Lopez now playing third base. Gil McDougald now playing second base. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball towards left. Seaburn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Seaburn. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Serve moves to second. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lopez. Seaburn moves to third. Williams moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Daly is walked intentionally. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Andy Carey pinch hits for Marv Thornberry. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lopez. Seaburn scores. Williams scores. Daly moves to third. Carey moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Andy Carey. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamlin is walked intentionally. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Daly scores. Johnson moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-5 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing first base. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kubek strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-4 in the game. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Scourin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.